relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It's just so operatic. So orchestral. Space 1999 for all of you viewing on YouTube who are not allowed to listen to our fabulous bumper music. Because they're fascists at Google. Check out Space 1999, the music of the TV show that came to us from Gerry Anderson, who brought us Talking Marionettes. But Space 1999 was even better. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board, former strategist in the White House, and host of the second newest conservative national radio show in America. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, but welcome aboard anyway. We're having so much fun. You know, shouldn't being a senator be a big deal? I mean, where do we get the word Senate and senator? It comes from ancient Rome, doesn't it? Shouldn't it be prestigious? Something to be proud of, that you're a senator. Especially if you're the boss of the Senate. The man who is, you know, formally or wanting to be the boss of the Senate. Because that is what Chuck Schumer wants. If we lose, Chuck Schumer now is just the leader of the minority group in the Senate. And yesterday, a woman, a mother of seven children in school, one of whom has Down syndrome, two of whom have been adopted from that awful, benighted country of Haiti, has just been elevated to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court. If you think that you represent women, the underprivileged, minorities, female empowerment, shouldn't you be celebrating that confirmation? Especially if you're literally 8 days away from an election that depends upon you standing for the things you say you stand for in credible ways. Well, if you thought any of that, anything of what I have regaled you with for the last 3 minutes, you would be very wrong. This is Senator Chuck Schumer's reaction to the President of the United States constitutionally nominating and then appointing the glorious ACB Amy Coney Barrett as our newest Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. Play cut.
Generations yet unborn will suffer the consequences of this nomination. As the globe gets warmer, as workers continue to fall behind, as unlimited dark money floods our politics, as reactionary state legislatures curtail a woman's right to choose, gerrymander districts and limit the rights of minorities to vote. My deepest, greatest, and most abiding sadness tonight is for the American people and what this nomination will mean for their lives, their freedoms, their fundamental rights. Monday, October 26th, 2020, it will go down as one of the darkest days in the 231-year history of the United States Senate.
One of the darkest days? Why? Because she's a woman? Because she's a mother? Oh, is it because she's a Christian? Is that why? Are you an anti-Catholic misogynist? Is that why? One of the darkest days in the Senate? Not when we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. That wasn't the darkest day in our history. Not that bright Tuesday morning when 3,000 Americans were murdered in 102 minutes in Manhattan, in the Pentagon, in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That wasn't darker than Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed? Or the first session of the Senate after, oh, I don't know, the great emancipator Abraham Lincoln was murdered by a Democrat? That wasn't darker. Or the first session of the Senate after, oh, I don't know, John F. Kennedy was murdered by a communist? No. The confirmation of a 48-year-old mother of seven who's a Christian. That, for Chuck Schumer, was the darkest day in America's Senate. Do you understand the threat? She's a Christian. She's a mother. She's a conservative. We have to celebrate the fact that I think she probably has started work today because that fake conservative, Chief Justice Roberts, swore her in today. Great day. But the fight isn't over. So two things I want you to do. Two things. Modest things. Number one, she's on the bench now in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court will be hearing numerous cases about freedom of religion. People who are being forced to do things against their Christian beliefs. They will hear numerous cases about, oh, I don't know, a student in Florida who privately discussed his Christian values in a chat room. And because he did, he was removed by that university from his position as Senate president of the Student Senate. They'll hear cases about young girls who have trained for years as high school track and field athletes, who've had their dreams utterly crushed because a demagogic left-wing governor and state legislature, in this case Connecticut, it says to those young girls, a man can compete against you. An 18-year-old man, if he says he's a girl, can get on that track, race against you as a male, and crush your dreams. So, we're behind, and I need your support, in our fundraising efforts for the people who take these cases all the way to the Supreme Court. We have 4 days left, and I want you to help me and those young girls, that young student, that cake baker, that florist, because next time it could be you. Please support the ADF. Go to my website, make a donation as large as you can today. It's SEBGORKA. And it's the ADF banner at the top of the page. If you prefer, you can call them at 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888 or sebgorka.com and the ADF banner. The second thing is connected to the Supreme Court. We have to be so thankful that in his first term, the president has gifted us with four originalists, four Supreme Court associate justices who believe it is their duty to uphold the words of the Constitution as written. What about if we get two more in the president's second term? He's done enough for us. He's in three different states today. What can we do for him? What can you do for him? This doesn't cost you a penny. Maybe $3 in gasoline. Now, right now, make the list of your three friends, relatives, co-workers who haven't decided to vote for the president or who like the president but can't be bothered to go and vote, and make them your contribution to the president. Tell them you will help them fill out that mail-in ballot. You will collect their ballots and deliver them to the ballot collection points. Or you will drive them in 7 days to the polling station. I'm calling it 3 for 3. He's given us, all of us, three Supreme Court associate justices. The least you can do is to take three people to the polling stations to pay him back. 3 for 3. You can do it now. Write that list and make it happen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Lara Trump next.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
If you need information on how to help your fellow Americans when the voting is occurring in your state, how, if you can, if it's allowed in your state, you can do ballot harvesting, we have the toolbox for you. Early voting has started in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, just to name a few. But we have all the information at keepamericaamerica.com. More than 400,000 of you have already gone there. Use it. I want that number to be over 1 million. We can do it. If you do your part, do a little, do a lot. Just do your part. If you do it, we can win this for the president. It's keepamericaamerica.com. Somebody who's doing her part every single day is a North Carolina girl in New York City. Hashtag MAGA. That's what it says on her Twitter page. She is Lara Trump. Lara, welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much, Sebastian. Great to be on with you.
Where are you now, may I ask?
I am in the panhandle of Florida right now because we're locking this state up for President Trump.
Okay, we didn't rehearse this. We don't rehearse these interviews. The president is in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska today. Joe Biden is doing something somewhere in Georgia. Can you please divulge for us? We need to know. I've worked for the president. I'm on one of his boards now. But can you tell our millions of listeners and viewers, how does he do it?
I mean, he's amazing. Honestly, I'm sure you know, in 2016, he outworked people that were a third, a quarter of his age, people that should, by all accounts, should be outworking him. We'd get done with like 4 or 5 rallies a day, and he'd say, can we fly west and maybe get one more rally because it's still early there? Look, I think he's driven by his love for this country and by wanting to keep this the greatest country in the world. I think people have very clearly seen that the Democrats are willing to say and do anything to regain power, to take over this country, to implement socialism in this country, and quite frankly, to destroy America. And I think he knows he is the one person that isn't standing in their way and standing strong. And that's why he's out working hard. We're all out working hard. But I'll tell you what, he's much more impressive than Joe Biden, who, Sebastian, had to take 5 days off to actually rest up for the debate last week that he lost in in such a terrible way. I mean, he looked awful on stage, and he told us all he's going to eliminate the energy industry in the United States of America, quite frankly, was shocking, but quite different than the president, who does rallies every day, several a day. We're going to bump him up to 5 a day soon.
Wow.
He's amazing, but I think he's driven by his love for the country.
Well, look, you are a mind reader. We had Biden deny. He said, we're going to transition. And then he said, well, it's just fossil fuels. But we got him red-handed. This is Joe Biden, 47 years in politics, last year talking about the future of oil, of gasoline, of fossil fuels. Cut 19.
But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate with you, okay?
He said, put the video up there. Well, we've got the audio. The president used that video today in Lansing, Michigan. That is 9 million jobs, Lara, that the Biden presidency would destroy.
Yeah, not only that, but think about the fact that not only are we energy independent now, we're an energy exporter in the United States of America. We are no longer reliant on the Middle East and Russia to get those things. Think about the upper hand that gives us, you know, on a worldwide basis. He wants to just totally turn that over, you know, in one day, wants to change the way we've operated in the United States. And by the way, completely change the prosperity we've seen, the low gas prices we've seen in America under this president. Obviously, we know he likes to lie. He's lied about a lot of things, and maybe it's just that he's forgotten. It's unclear which one it is. We know he forgets a lot, but I think very clearly he's got a big problem on his hands right now, and people are realizing that, and that's why I think they're all coming out to vote for Donald Trump.
Follow her right now on Twitter. She's only got 1 million followers. Let's get her to 2 million by the end of the day. It's Lara Leah Trump. Lara Leah Trump. People were worried, Lara. About 2 weeks ago, people were getting really worried. Then the president gets out of hospital. He has the second final debate with sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden. And things are turning around. Incredible trends that we are seeing in registration of voters and also with battleground states. You are out there traveling every single day. Tell us from the field if these polls, if these trends are being confirmed.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what you're saying is exactly right. Things are trending very, very much in the president's favor right now, but we have to keep that going, Sebastian. That's why people need to make sure they get out and vote early. Get your vote locked in for the president now, and then make sure you tell people that they need to get out and vote. And don't just vote for the president at the top of the ticket. Vote for Republicans all the way down the ticket. Let's send Nancy Pelosi back to San Francisco for her ice cream and hair appointments. We've got to take back the House, hold the Senate, make sure we're voting for Republicans all the way down the ticket.
Yeah, let's send Nancy back home to eat her $100 a gallon ice cream from her $23,000 fridge. I've come up with a formula. Let me pitch this to you. Anybody can use it in the campaign, but I want your response first. My argument is a very simple one. We've got 7 days to go. Amongst the myriad of things he has done for us, from crushing ISIS, building 400 miles of wall, making it the strongest economy since 1969, he has done one thing that all conservatives cannot thank him enough for, and that's getting three textualist associate justices onto the highest court of the land, starting with Amy Coney Barrett last night. I'm saying to all Americans, he's given us three Supreme Court justices. How about we give him three of our friends that we take to the polling stations or help them with their mail-in ballots? Don't you think a three-for-three deal is a good deal?
I love that. That is a great idea, and that would ensure a win for the president. I like where we're going with that. Let me just say how historic I thought it was last night. What an incredible night for America. What a win for America with Amy Coney Barrett, now a Supreme Court justice. Incredible. Three Supreme Court justices, as you said, under this president, and that doesn't even begin to touch what he's done with judges across the country. This president has solidified his place in history alone with that, but we know how much more he's done and how much more he wants to do and still needs to do for America. But the three for three, I like that. Look, I always say we know he's been fighting for us. It's our turn to fight for him, and that's exactly what the American people have to do over the next 7 days getting out and voting for him.
You heard it right here, live across the nation. Millions of witnesses, viewers as well, listeners. We have the Trump stamp of approval. 3 for 3. He's given us 3 Supreme Court Associate Justices. You can give him 3 friends that you organize, get to the polling stations or help them fill out their ballots and get them to vote President Trump and down ticket GOP all the way. Follow her right now, Lara Leia Trump. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe today on YouTube. Look for America First, Sebastian Gorka. Hit the subscription button. Hit the notifications bell twice. Send out the message far and wide. 3 for 3. 3 for 3. If you do that, we can win it 4 more years. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Well, have you done it? Come on, guys, I've given you 2.5 hours to do it. It's not a big job. 3 names from your family, your friends, where you worship. Individuals who haven't decided who they're voting for or who support the president and just can't be bothered to go and vote. It's your job. Make that list. 3 people who you are going to get to the polling station or you are going to help them vote and get their mail-in ballot deposited where it needs to go. Do it today. If you do that, if every one of the millions of people listening and watching does that, just gets 3 more names to vote for the president, we can win. One person who is always fighting the good fight is our last guest of the day. He is Bishop Aubrey Shines. He is the pastor at the Church of God in Christ in Florida. And he is he always writes milquetoast books. I mean, really, really boring books. The last one was Homosexuality, Things That the Media Won't Tell You. Just such milquetoast. And his new book, 8 Questions About Race, A Black Pastor Responds to Black Lives Matter. Bishop Aubrey Shines, welcome back to America First.
Always great being with you. And by the way, the book has hit number 2 on Amazon as of this past week. It's hot.
Wow. Get it, guys, right now. Go to 8questionsaboutrace.com. That's 8questionsaboutrace.com. Now, you are the founder, amongst many other things, of the Conservative Clergy of Color Organization. Let's start by telling our listeners and our viewers, what is Conservative Clergy of Color?
We are a collaboration of guys that have come together because of our body of work over the last dozen years and just said, let's unite. I got the guys engaged. They saw my body of work, Sebastian, most all, especially of your audience, I'm sure they are aware. I, in 2015 and 16, traveled for then the candidate Trump, as I will be with him, by the way, this Thursday in Tampa. Also, when Hillary Clinton wrote her book on the reasons she lost, I was the only clergy in the United States that she put in there by name as to the reason that she lost. Well, those guys saw.
So it was your fault. It was your fault that Hillary lost, Aubrey.
I know. What a distinct honor that it was, because we produced, as we're doing now, videos. And again, Sebastian, remember, our group can't, for 501c3 reasons, we can't endorse anyone. However, individually, as an American citizen, the reason that I'm fighting so diligently is because I look at my grandfather, who deceased fighting a war called World War II to make sure that this regime of Marxism was beat back, to dishonor him, to dishonor any American that is out on those lines defending you and I think it would almost akin itself to something being sacrilegious. So I can't imagine not fighting for this cause. And those guys have joined me. These are phenomenal guys, Derek and McCoy and Francisco Vega and Marlon Reed. These are great leaders across our nation. And we're doing a great job. And I hope that doesn't sound too narcissistic, but we are on constant TV, radio, et cetera, writing, doing op-eds, speaking, speeches, training, making sure that this nation remains fantastic. And with shows like yours, I feel a little more comforted knowing that there are others out here that are doing it as well.
His book is The 8 Questions About Race. Go to 8questionsaboutrace.com. Bishop Aubrey Shines. Follow him on Twitter, Bishop Shines. In the last 60 seconds we have with you in this segment, tell us, what are you seeing when it comes to black support for the president, for Donald Trump?
Huge surge. If I just had to put it in a word, surging. And the reason why is because information is getting out, not just who this president is, by the way. We are reminding black and brown people in America the history of the Democratic Party, the party that gave them racism, the party that fought against 13th, 14th, 15th Amendments, the party that gave them Jim Crow. And it's still the same party, by the way, that says, if you are black and you don't think the way we want you to think, then you're really not black or brown. That's the kind of rhetoric we are winning, and we're beating against the, unfortunately, mainstream media like the Cuomos and the Don Lemons. They're fighting against us. We're winning that fight. We're winning the minds because people are finally, Sebastian, hearing the truth.
Just a reminder.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Yeah, that's who Joe Biden is. The book is 8 Questions About Race, A Black Pastor Responds to Black Lives Matter. We will be back with Bishop Aubrey Shines momentarily. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting across the nation, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV. You can call us, but don't call us on one of those cell phones from those big cell phone providers. They're the bad guys. They're not on your side. They fund things like Planned Parenthood. They give money, your money, to Democrat candidates and gun control organizations. Don't go with Big Mobile. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company. It's Patriot Mobile. Until November 7th, get a free Samsung A11 phone with a 2-year contract or a free month or $45 off any phone in stock. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. At the end of the month, they make donations to what? Oh, conservative causes that you care for, like pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-First Amendment. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company rated number one in customer service in the United States. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-787-4468. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
America First. Magnificent.
Are all white people racists? Is the justice system unfair to black Americans? What's your response when you hear an uneducated, indoctrinated person say that? Well, here are the answers. It's 8 Questions About Race, the latest book from Bishop Aubrey Shines that provides you with the answers. A must read for anyone who cares about our country. our churches, and the future of our children. Get your copy and copies for your friends, neighbors, and fellow churchgoers at 8questionsaboutrace.com. That's 8questionsaboutrace.com. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by 8 Questions About Race. And we have the author with us. It's Bishop Aubrey Shines. Follow him on Twitter, at Bishop Shines. There are several questions that make the chapter headings for your book, Bishop. Let me start with chapter 4. Why are so many blacks still struggling in America? Give us a tease of what the answers are in your book.
Well, it's simple. When black men and black women do not wait to procreate in something called marriage, then you have 80% of those kids that are not going to finish high school. You have 79.3% of those kids are going to end up in prison. And unfortunately, the same percentile, they're going to repeat the cycle. However, take a black family and a white family, juxtapose the two, make sure they have children inside this wonderful ideal called marriage, make sure they're both educated, and there is zero difference in their economic outcome, zero difference in their ability to move forward and be part of the landscape of this great ideal called America. There is no difference. What we're finding is a problem as it relates to fathers not taking care of their children. However, there's another small component, and that is when the state, and we've seen this during Democrats that have been in office, when they move the father out and substitute the black home with the state funding that black child, you're going to see what we're seeing in the streets right now, burning, looting, et cetera, because that's the product of statism. And so I address those type of issues. And what we're really doing is saying, especially to all Americans, take a look at this information that I've provided. Statistically, you'll have a great argument. And again, with civility and diplomacy, you'll have a fantastic way to express a view and make sure that it's a view that's well-founded in facts. And we, Sebastian, we address issues of that magnitude in 8 Questions About Race.
And what has the Democrat Party done for black America in the last 60 years, Bishop?
Oh, I can tell you, it's very simple. The same thing they did 200 years ago. They identified people only by their skin color, not in the great words of Dr. King, judging people by the content of their character, but only skin. I can tell you what they've done. The same party that fought the GOP, by the way, in saying no 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment. Let us keep you, by the way, hooked on the breast of the government, and we will make sure that from grave all the way, or from cradle rather to grave, we will be your father. They've done absolutely nothing but obliterate and, by the way, genocide blacks in America by a group called Planned Parenthood. Again, a eugenicist, a Democrat person, Margaret Sanger. I address these issues in the book as well. They have been the number one conduit to help destroy black and brown people in this country. I address it very boldly in 8 Questions About Race, and this is what only we're going to find the Democrats doing, and that is continuing to do what they've always done, destroy and kill, as long as it keeps them in office.
Check it out. Get books, get copies for you and your friends at 8questionsaboutrace.com. That's 8questionsaboutrace.com. Aubrey, tell us, there's another chapter in the book that I have to address in the last few minutes we have with you. Who really is Black Lives Matter?
Marxists. They tell you who they are. Every one of their founders say, look, we are Marxists. We believe in making sure that heteronormative homes, you know, the idea of God is not lived out. As a matter of fact, the BLM, they are the same ones chanting, F your God, F your Jesus. These are the people that are burning and looting. These are the people that are sowing seeds of discord and divisiveness with inside the framework of our nation. This is who they are. They're funded by groups that absolutely hate the United States of America. And these are no more than foot soldiers, including the Colin Kaepernicks and those people like LeBron James that are either ignorant to what these groups are all about, and they have now been indoctrinated by this madness, and they're spreading these type of falsities, helping destroy America. We expose BLM. for who they are. They are haters of America and everything that God stands for.
And your response to those, especially middle-class white Americans who say, hey, they're there for social justice, Bishop Shines?
Yeah, we hear that, but I can tell you this. Every time that we address them in a diplomatic, civil way, what we learn is that they have, unfortunately, assumed the way the question was asked. Well, again, if I were to come up to you and say, are all green people or purple people deserving of life? Of course you would say yes. But when you reveal who these individuals are, what they stand for, how they hate America, how they hate, by the way, the white lady that's in the suburb, they then understand who BLM really, really, what their objectives are. And we are able to shine that light to say, hey, look, take this book, data and all, and you will know how to address and, more importantly, how to make sure that this country remains a free and a liberated country. That is not what BLM is trying to do.
He started as an evangelical minister in the Cook County Correctional System. Now he's the pastor for the Reformation Church of God in Christ in Tampa. His last book was Homosexuality, Things That the Media Won't Tell You. And now you have to check out in the last 7 days, this is where you get your rhetorical ammunition, 8 questions about race, a black pastor's response to Black Lives Matter. Follow him on Twitter at Bishop Shines and get copies of this essential book at 8questionsaboutrace.com. That's 8questionsaboutrace.com. Kat, thank you, Bishop. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that works. How do I know that? Because I've lived it for more than a year and a half. When I started taking Relief Factor, I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And that's the experience of tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't you deserve to find out if it could work for you like it works for me and Leah in Ohio? These are Leah's words. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Leah? Of course you do. Find out today. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me and thousands of others. Relieffactor.com. Do it now.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
How much better would politics be in America if everybody got a good night's sleep? There's one way to find out. Buy your Democrat friend a pillow from MyPillow from Mike Lindell. We can do the biggest political science experiment known to man. Get up to 50% off the incredible pillow. He sold 51 million of them. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, guaranteed for a decade. Do it right now when you drop my name at MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, guys, you've done it, right? We spoke about it 20 times today, but you've done it. Promise me you've done it. So easy. So easy. He's left it all out there on the field, hasn't he? Just look at what he's doing in the last 48 hours. 3 rallies in Pennsylvania. 3 more today across the nation. Oh, and by the way, between the rallies, He had Clarence Thomas swear in his third Supreme Court Associate Justice. Isn't that? How about paying that back? How about paying that back? You, I, all patriots, got three Supreme Court Associate Justices from the president. How about you give him three extra votes from your friends in the next 7 days? Isn't that a fair trade-off? Those are judges who are going to protect our rights for decades because they are there for life. All we're asking you to do is to organize three of your buddies for an hour or two. Not decades. Long enough to get them to the polling station, wait in line, and take that box for the president. Or if you're in that kind of a locale, collect their filled out ballots. Do a little bit of, what do the Democrats call it? Harvesting. It sounds so nice. Harvest some ballots and pick them up for your friend, the president. And take them to the polling station or the ballot collection point. You can check all out. All of this information is available for you at keepamericaamerica.com. Three names. Do it now. If you do it, if every person, the millions of people listening to this show do it, victory is guaranteed. Will you do it? Make the list now. Make it happen. 7 days. It's nothing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, wherever you get your podcasts. We even have our own app. So many ways. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch the six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.